Okay, guys, it's Monday, and I told you that the last few chapters of Ephesians are going to be chock full of quotable verses. And once again, I don't even know where to start here. Some of the things that stand out to me in chapter 5 of Ephesians on this Monday are starting with verse 3 to 4. But among you, there must not even be a hint. Everybody in your mind say hint. Not even be a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather, okay, here's the alternative, thanksgiving. So instead of having sexual immorality, impurity, greed, obscenity, foolish talk, coarse joking, we are to replace it with thanksgiving. He tells us the why of this down in verse 8. He says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So live as children of light." He says in verse 15, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Oh my goodness, I know you're going to be reading all this. You're going to be highlighting like crazy today. I hope that you focus on one of these things today. Live not as unwise, but wise. Making the most of every opportunity. Do you know what has to happen before we make the most of every opportunity? We have to have the spiritual eyes to see the opportunities. And I've preached for years that I believe that comes through asking God for spiritual eyes to see opportunities. How many opportunities do we miss a week that we could use to point people to Jesus? I am guilty of so many missed opportunities. But shouldn't that be our goal? And then probably the most famous part of Ephesians 5, and one that people oftentimes will take and they will pick parts of it out, is when it talks about husbands and wives. So verse 22, it tells us that wives are to submit to their husbands as to the Lord, because the husband is the head as Christ is the head of the church, right? And then it goes on to say, husbands, you're to love your wife as Christ loved the church. And how much did Christ love the church? I say this at every wedding I do. He loved his people so much he was willing to die for them. But if you go back up here before all of this to verse 21, it says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Now, God has established an order in marriage. He has given the man the privilege, but maybe not focused on the privilege, the responsibility of being the head of the household, not as a dictator. Because remember, we are to mutually submit out of reverence to Christ. What that means, husbands and wives, is that we're to lay our pride down every single day. That we are to look to the need of our spouse even before we look to our own needs. And husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church. That's a sacrificial love. So if you're married today, I want you to focus on that. I even want to challenge you to read this with your spouse, starting in verse 21. For those of you who aren't married, there are so many things in here that you can pick out about being a child of the light, that you are now in light. We're not living in darkness anymore. We are to be the light of Christ, and wherever light shines, that's illuminated. And so we're going to shine on Christ and we're going to illuminate him today, aren't we? Be back with you again tomorrow as we wrap up this awesome book of Ephesians. And chapter 6 is loaded. I'll talk to you then.